Do you have fakes, counterfeit electronic power accessories in your home? How do you know? You buy things on the internet, you think, I don't want to pay $10 for that. I'll buy it for $5. Or someone gives you a cord, you don't have any names on it, you have no idea about it. Well, we're going to have some folks to help us out this morning. Joining us, we have Ann Harkins, President and CEO of the National Crime Prevention Council, and also the chairperson of Canon's Anti-Counterfeiting Committee, and Senior Director, we have Kathleen Combs. Ladies, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hi, good morning.
All right, let's start. What are we talking about when we say power accessories? Are these like phone chargers or other batteries? Give me a broad category what this is about.
So from Canon's perspective, we're dealing with power accessories for our camera systems in particular. But I think counterfeits can be categorized in a much broader category. I think this applies to all power accessories, and your listeners should understand that. But in this case, we've encountered many, many times commonly sold in the marketplace camera batteries, chargers, and even external flash units that are fake and being sold to unsuspecting shoppers.
How are the people getting these fakes? What is it, usually on the internet, I assume, or even purchasing in a store?
Internet is, it can be either. Counterfeits are everywhere, and they are sold in every venue you can imagine. Street vendors, online, flea markets. So there are lots of opportunities for international organized crime and gangs to use those spots to sell defective counterfeit products. And the safety risks are serious. They can range from cell phones to the camera accessories we've talked about, chargers, batteries, and external flashes, to pharmaceuticals.
Are these items, most of them, coming from within this country or from outside?
They come from both. But I would say that consumers should be particularly careful when buying abroad and when purchasing from foreign sites.
Well, give us some ideas of how we can spot a fake. Is it even possible?
Well, that's a really good question. And as a matter of fact, it's not something we recommend as a strategy to stay away from counterfeits. Because more often than not, counterfeits look very much, if not identical, to the genuine product, from the outside, anyway. Sometimes these items are packaged even in very sophisticated ways, and they're using even security holograms that look very much like genuine product holograms. But inside, it's a completely different story, and that's the real danger.
This, I guess, then let's talk about the danger. I would assume fire is like the major problem here.
Yeah, I think that fires would be the most extreme problem, but they're definitely a potential possibility. You've got components that are built inside power accessories that are designed to meet important safety standards in the industry. And counterfeiters just do not observe those types of standards at all. In fact, we've encountered counterfeit products that incorporate weights to make the battery feel as heavy as a genuine battery, but there's really no technology inside. And they're often missing important heat management technology like insulation or heat sinks or even integrated circuitry that has flame retardant materials built in. And this is a big danger.
I imagine, too, there is a lot of cost involved here to legitimate retailers, legitimate makers of these goods. There must be a cost. They must be losing a lot of money.
That's right. We have the intellectual property industries represent between $5 and $6 trillion in our U.S. economy. We are the largest producer of intellectual property in the world, and we want to keep it that way. The companies like Canon that are producing good goods are investing R&D, they're investing marketing, they're doing safety checks, they're doing quality control. All of that costs money, and when you buy a counterfeit, none of that has occurred. And consequently, you're making safety risks, but our economy loses about 750 jobs per year to 750,000 jobs per year to counterfeit and pirated products.
So what do we do? How do we get that?
$250 billion in the value of those products.
All right, so we want to buy something. We want to make sure that it's proper so it doesn't ruin our equipment, and also we don't have a safety hazard. How do you protect yourself, or how do you know this? What can consumers do to make sure that they're getting what they pay for, literally?
Well, the best way to steer clear of counterfeits is to simply shop safely. Stick to reputable sources when making a purchase, well-known retailers, authorized dealers, even the manufacturer are your best bet. These are the places where counterfeits rarely, if ever, infiltrate, and they're usually detected pretty quickly. And also pay attention to the pricing. Beware of too-good-to-be-true pricing, because that's usually a big red flag that the product could be counterfeit.
And there's no, like, UL-approved. I remember the electronics a lot of times had some sort of underwriter's laboratory. There was some sort of symbol on there. I suppose that all can be counterfeited, too, even if that still exists in this day and age.
UL certainly still exists, and yes, indeed, that can be counterfeited, too. But just to give you one example, when the National Crime Prevention Council started our research on this project, we learned of a family whose house burned down because they bought counterfeit a counterfeit extension cord for holiday lights.
Wow.
So it really can affect you close to home, and that's what this project is designed to remind people and encourage them to buy real products.
Again, if people want to find out more, I see you have a website, ncpc.org/stopfakes. It's just letting people know that they would make counter. Some of us don't even think, why would someone want to counterfeit that battery? What's the big, you know, that doesn't seem like, it's not like a, you know, a fashion, like a purse or something like that. But obviously everything has a, you know, somewhere a counterfeit on it. We appreciate your time this morning and getting some of the good information out. Thanks for sharing it with us today.
Thank you.
727, again, our guest today, Ann Harkins, President and CEO of National Crime Prevention Council, and Kathy Combs, their Senior Director and Chairperson of Canon's Anti-Counterfeiting Committee.